The world is remembering Muhammad Ali, a man who transcended sports, culture, and religion to become a worldwide icon. I Am Ali is a 2014 documentary film by Claire Lewis. It used audio tapes he recorded with family and friends to provide an inside look at the boxing star.
My father has a lot of sides, and you hear about the fights. You don't hear about family that much and what that meant to him.
That is Muhammad Ali's daughter, Maryam Ali.
What's your dad's name?
Muhammad Ali.
Few people knew of the existence of these audio tapes until the documentary was being made.
You're now 11 years old.
The recordings capture personal moments of the boxing champion's life. Ali's daughter, Hannah, offered the tapes to filmmaker Claire Lewis, who used them in the documentary.
My father was always conscious about history. And, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why he made this series of audio tape cassette recordings.
Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Like a butterfly.
The film shows the whole world in love with Ali. Statements from his friends and opponents paint the Olympic champion as a sensitive, touching, and courageous man. His birth name was Cassius Clay. He converted to Islam and changed his name to Muhammad Ali. Ali refused to serve in the Vietnam War, the major American conflict of his time, because of his religious beliefs. As a result, boxing officials withdrew his championship title. He was barred from the profession as well. His close friend, former football player Jim Brown, remembers.
He had a lot of courage. The risk he had to take, and then to be isolated, to have his crown taken away, not be able to make a living. That was difficult.
But Ali held firmly to his beliefs, and in 1974, at the age of 32, he made a comeback.
When George Foreman meets me, he'll pay his debt. I can drown a drink of water and kill a dead tree. Wait till you see Muhammad Ali.
He defeated then-heavyweight champion George Foreman and recaptured his title.
I get into the ring with the guy. I bluffed him. I done everything. Beat him up basically for about 5 or 6 rounds. I thought it was easy. Then about the 6th round, he whispered in my ear after I'd hit him in the side, "That all you got, George?" And that was about all I had.
I Am Ali does not deal very much with the boxer's failed marriages. Instead, it highlights his bond with his children.
I was the Concord of boxing. I was at high altitude than the rest.
As he ages, we hear the once eloquent Muhammad Ali begin to slur his words, a sign of his developing Parkinson's disease. He finally retired in the late 1970s. In the middle 1980s, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's. But to the world and his children, Ali remained a symbol of power and grace.
If anyone wonder why me, Muhammad Ali, is making these tapes, is because history is so beautiful.
I'm Marcia James.